You're listening to the Friday Radio Zine here on KBOO Portland. And still to come, we are going to have DJ Puppet and Emily Young in. We'll be talking about a national drag competition happening in Portland and a competition tonight. Right now in the studio with me, I have Joa Keller. Joa is a filmmaker. She's also a gardener and a motorcycle rider. And she has a film that's premiering on the 22nd and the tell me again, Joe.
And the 23rd?
23rd. Next week. And it's called
Monkey Rider.
Monkey Rider. Tell us about that film, Joe, just a little bit about how you actually started making this film.
Well, I've been riding motorcycle for about 10 years and doing film for about maybe about 7, so I just decided to collaborate the two. And it was basically a cross-country motorcycle journey, and I bungeed the camera onto my bike and just kind of went off about my business how I normally would be, because I've definitely just done a lot of adventures on the motorcycle.
Right. So had you been part of motorcycle groups before? Had you mostly been a lone motorcycle rider, or how did that all
basically
come?
I've mostly just ridden alone. My brother-in-law and sister gave me a motorcycle when I was 25 on the 4th of July, and basically since then I've just kind of been journeying by myself, but in the future I would love to ride more with women and get more women involved in the motorcycling process and the whole just beauty of being able to ride and the empowerment involved, because there really is many layers to the motorcycle.
Right. And so you started out aiming for the Michigan Women's Music Festival.
Correct.
And was that the culmination? Is that the culmination of your film? Talk a little bit about, first about what led up to that, and then we'll get into the whole perspective from the festival's point of view.
Okay. Well, basically, I was going to the Women's Festival that year. This film was filmed in 2000, so that was about 6 years ago. And I was just, going to the Women's Festival, meeting a bunch of my friends from Portland there. So they were all driving in their cars, and I was riding my bike there. So I was just meeting them up at the festival. And it just is important for me to document women's history. So I felt like it would be a good opportunity to kind of combine the two, to have a little bit of motorcycling documentation, and then also have a little bit of just documentation regarding women's, just kind of what we do when we're hanging out together, because this is also just really intimate footage of me and my friends.
What is the Women's Music Festival like, so for people who might not know that much about it?
Well, it's just really a beautiful, huge art party, basically. It's obviously for women. There's thousands of women gathered in the woods of Michigan, northern woods of Michigan. It's on hundreds of acres. And you just kind of go there, put up your tent, and they have three lovely vegetarian meals a day. And there is just arts and craft going on pretty much nonstop. So there's a lot of really lovely musicians there. But there's also workshops and really anything that you want to learn while you're at Michigan, you can, regarding astrology or poem reading or mechanics, really anything. Women are so creative that you can just kind of sign up to teach things. And so really whatever is your a prerogative, you can pretty much go there and learn. So it's really a wealth of knowledge and just kind of a time to really just feel really loved and looked after too, because it's just a beautiful energy being around thousands of women.
I always think of it as being a really safe place.
Exactly, exactly. You feel really just kind of enveloped in this whole, just a whole lot of estrogen, basically.
So did you talk to women there? Did you talk to participants? Did you talk to people?
Not necessarily. So the movie really isn't about, people at Michigan. The movie really is just about me and my friends. It's really just a really intimate look at my life and just the women who I still am involved with in Portland now. So, like, these are my sisters, which I really have to give them a huge, thank you beforehand, because it's not easy watching yourself just even on, you know, on a little screen. So, you know, these images coming up on the big screen are really intense, and it's a really, like I said, personal encounter of my life and of my friend's life. And it's also a movie, there's a transitioning between my girlfriend at the time, and through the movie we're kind of figuring out how to be friends and how to love one another without necessarily being lovers, and just kind of just being good to each other and being friends. So it's also about that. It's a little bit of me kind of transitioning with heart stuff too. So there's a little bit that comes out in the movie with that also.
Would you say it's kind of a road movie?
Oh gosh, yeah, it's definitely a road movie. I mean, not first and foremost, it's a motorcycle movie, and that's really my passion. And it's just kind of me, you know, being silly with it too, and just having a good time, because I'm basically by myself for several days on the road getting out to Michigan. So it's just me setting the tripod up, you know, just kind of having dinner, just, you know, things that you would normally be doing, basically.
What are you hoping that people who come to the film get out of it?
Well, I really, really, my main focus on doing film is to inspire other women, really, to do their art. That's my main objective, really, is just to really just try to inspire women to explore their vision more, and to realize their potential. So for me to ride, I kind of put myself out there. I mean, I love it, don't get me wrong, but I also do it just in hopes to really to let people know that we're only limited by our own selves. And really, if you want to ride, you know, get on that bike and just go for it and do it, and do what you need to do to take care of yourself. But, you know, for me, it's just about going for it. And that's really, I feel like, a big part of why I'm just here in this life, is to kind of just inspire myself and other people to live their potential.
Are there communities of women riders?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I haven't really gotten involved in other groups. I've kind of just been a lone rider at this point. But in the future, I would love to even start a women's motorcycle tour group and whatnot, just because there's so many beautiful rides in the Northwest. So riding for me is just a big part of my soul and a big part of who I am. So I intend to be able to, you know, make money doing it even, and just really facilitating it into my life 100%.
Right now you're working as a gardener.
Correct. Which, you know, basically helps me, you know, it inspires me to be able to do everything else. Just having my hands in the dirt every day is just like meditating. So I feel really blessed too. I've had my own gardening business in Portland for the last 8 years, so I feel really blessed, to be able to be working for the earth.
And the movie making you're doing on the side, and also the business angle of it. How was it to try to get a premiere of this film?
Well, luckily it's at the Hollywood Theater, and the Hollywood Theater now is a nonprofit, so really anyone can show their work there. You just contact Richard Beer, who's just a really cool guy who works down at the Hollywood, and, you know, you just put your deposit down and kind of go for it. So really in Portland, there's really no excuses for people not to get their work out there. This movie is a collaboration of me and all my friends, really. It's just kind of me getting my people involved in doing their music and their art, because I knew that I could not do this movie alone at all. It's a huge collaboration, and I really want to take this opportunity to thank Roger and Lonnie Lee for helping me. Pretty much they've been involved every step of the way on this movie, and I wouldn't be able to be at this place without them. So it's really definitely about me and my community. And like I said, I had several of my friends do the music on it. So it's for me, it's about my work, but it's also about trying to get other people involved in their own art, because I feel like the collaboration process right now is so important.
Are your friends going to be there at the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thursday night should be really... It should be a big party, and it should be pretty amusing and really fun. So I have friends coming in from out of town, and my mama will be here and whatnot. So pretty much everybody that I love the most will be at the Hollywood Theater on Thursday. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm sure I'll be pretty nervous, but I think that it will just be more excitement and just feeling, you know, just proud that a year project is finally, you know, kind of the fruits of your labors.
And are you going to be answering questions?
I think so, yeah. I think afterwards I'll just have a little bit of a just a meet and greet. And, you know, if anyone has any questions, they could definitely just ask me. And it'll be a really intimate event, so I'll be really accessible to people. If they want to talk to me, that's not a problem at all.
Anything else that you think we should know about your film Monkey Rider, your cross-country Portland to Michigan Women's Music Festival experience?
Well, just reiterate that it's next Thursday night at the Hollywood Theater, June 22nd. There's also a Friday night showing, and these are both at 7 p.m., and it'll be $5 to get in, but, you know, I hope that the price could, you know, I would really just, if you wanted to come and you had no funds, just I would really hope that everyone could be able to make it. So I guess really just the main thing that I would, you know, want to say, just reiterate that, you know, motorcycling to me is just really a beautiful way to challenge myself. And I basically ride in hopes to inspire other women. And filmmaking to me is just a way to tell my story, because I don't feel like women's stories are really heard, especially just, you know, queer women. So I think that it's really important for me just to get out another story, because, I mean, this is who I am, and I don't think my story is necessarily more pertinent than anyone else's story, but I just feel like this is what I know and this is who I am. So, you know, I'm just offering up who I am. So for me, like, I feel like it's just really important right now, I think, in this day and time with all of this kind of craziness going on, just to, like, really put out your heart and your love, and that's just really important to me. So I just want to be a positive impact on my community, and I just really would love to do work that, you know, that's inspiring.
Well, Joe Keller, I want to thank you very much and admire your courage in doing this work, so putting yourself out there. The title of Joe's film is Monkey Rider, and again, those times next Thursday and Friday are 7 p.m.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Coming up, we're going to have Emily Young interviewing DJ Puppet and another person who's going to be talking about the National Drag Competition happening in Portland.
The Gilbert and Sullivan Father's Day Special will be Friday, June 23rd, from 11 p.m. to midnight. W.S. Gilbert wrote the words and Sir Arthur Sullivan wrote the music for these satirical Victorian operettas. Tune in if you enjoy British humor, wordplay, twins switched at birth, pirates, and falsified beheading. Anyone who supports marriages between men and fairies should definitely mark their calendars for Friday, June 23rd, because you won't want to miss the Gilbert and Sullivan Father's Day Special here on KABU.
Hi, I'm J.J. Johnson of KABU's Jade Place.
And I am Shaheed Hamid of The Essence of Soul. And on Thursday, June 29th, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.,
we'd like to invite you to Blues on the Boo.
We'll give you some history, some commentary, but most of all, some of the best blues in town with such great blues musicians as
B.B. King,
Coco Taylor,
Muddy Waters,
Etta James,
Robert Craig,
Denise LaSalle,
Bobby Bland,
Linda Hornbuckle,
Buddy Guy, and much, much more. This will be a preview of the Waterfront Blues Festival, which begins on Friday, June 30th.
So if you love the blues, join us, Shaheed Hamid and J.J. Johnson, on Thursday, June the 29th, from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. for Blues on the Boo here on Community Radio 90.7, where it all started, the blues, the boo, and you, baby. Tune in.
everybody. Welcome. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 Portland. Right now, I've got two of the organizers, I imagine. Is that who I'm here with, the organizers? Yes, I am. The organizers of Total Drag, which takes place tonight at,
at the Wonder Ballroom.
The Wonder Ballroom.
On Russell Street.
That's the new one that opened up there.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that's a pretty big venue. Total Drag. I'm here with DJ Puppet and Shoshana.
Shoshana Oppenheim.
Shoshana
Oppenheim.
Oppenheim and DJ Puppet, and you are emceeing tonight and organizing? Are you emceeing?
No, I'm just one of the organizers, so I'm not actually performing tonight.
But you can tell me then, what is Total Drag?
Total Drag is a drag competition open to drag kings, queens, and in-betweens. It's going to happen tonight.
And the winner of this tonight, mm-hmm. goes on to compete
Well, we're actually giving them an opportunity to fly to IDKE, which is a international drag fest that's happening in Texas. We can't really guarantee them a performance spot, but we can send them to the conference where they can meet with other drag kings and queens from all over the country. So the idea was just that we were going to provide them an opportunity to meet with other drag performers.
And this is drag queens and kings. Mm-hmm. So are either of you drag kings?
I think we're both fans of the drag culture.
Yes, big fans.
Yeah, I'm from San Francisco, and Puppet spent some time there too, and there's a big drag community there, and we really love what's happening here in Portland and really wanted to encourage it.
What's so important about this particular competition?
I think the opportunity to go to the event in Texas, and we really want to make it a part of Pride Week, and so really giving drag performers in Portland this opportunity to mix with the folks in Texas, as well as bring the best of the best together in mm-hmm. Portland, and really...
Is this going to be the creme de la creme of...
We have some really great performers performing, and I wouldn't say that if you're not performing, you're not the creme de la creme. I mean,
who is performing tonight?
Come and find out.
We have some well-known names in the drag yes. community. Some of the members of Sissy Boy is performing. Johnny Mozzarella is performing. Gigi mm-hmm. Bang Bang, and a lot of other really great performers that are known in the drag community.
Well, I just happened to go online and listen to a few of them. I downloaded some of their stuff and listened to it, and it sounds mm-hmm. like it's going to be hot.
Yeah, yes. It should be a good time.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and, of course, there's going to be a lot of glam going on.
Definitely.
There's going to be some big, big hair.
I'm hoping
hopefully
some big
lots
shoes,
of,
too.
Yeah.
Big shoes.
Lots of drama.
You know what? I just want to go hang out and watch. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah, please do.
And so do I have to come dressed in any special way in order to come down to the Wonder Ballroom tonight at 7, is it?
Doors open at 8. The show starts at 9:30, and DJ Bionda will be playing at 11. And when's Basic playing? 10:30?
10:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basic is a band that's going to play during the judging period as
and
the judges confer.
You've seen their names around. It says 3 ASIC.
Right.
Which is basically Basic. And the judges, you got Donna Dresch, Wade mm-hmm. McCollum, Mark Asik.
Aceto.
Right. Basic. Asik. Mark Aceto wrote the book, How I Paid for College with Musical Theater. What would you know the name exactly?
How I Paid for College is the name of it. And they're currently making it into a movie even.
Right. And he's a local guy, but made big.
Mm-hmm.
And funny as heck.
Mark.
And he's been here on KBOO. So you've got a lineup of celebrities. That's not all. You've got other celebrity judges.
Gina Daggett and Kathy Belge from Curve Magazine, they write the Lipstick and Dipstick.
Lipstick and Dipstick.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've ran into Dipstick before.
That's dangerous.
It is dangerous. It was fun. Very nice person mm-hmm. and very curious now to read their stuff and was intrigued when I saw that. I'm like, oh, Lipstick and Dipstick, that's great. So they're two lesbianic types, right?
Mm-hmm. They are of the lesbianic
And they write for Curve, which is one of the most popular selling magazines, isn't it, mm-hmm. in the lesbian culture. And of course, all of these bands and things like that are sort of people that identify as queer, right?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, but you don't have to be queer to go.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah. It should be a really fun performance. I mean, mm-hmm. the performance is going to be very interactive, and the dance party will be great. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a raffle that's a benefit for the Q Center.
What is it? What is the Q Center?
The Q Center is a queer community center that they started. They opened their doors a few months ago. Last year at Pride, they went from having the decision to actually open a community center to opening one down on Water Street. It's a open and inclusive center for queer families, queer youth, members of the entire spectrum of the queer community.
So it's like the family line at Fred Meyer. You know what you're going to get when you go in there. You don't have to worry about the magazine. That's apparently the family line at Fred Meyer. But there you know that you're safe, right?
Yeah, it's a great organization.
A friend of mine who's, I'll have to say, it is hetero. When I said, oh, it's Gay Pride Week, and she goes, Pride? She goes, well, should there be a hetero Pride Week? And I go, well, I said, I think if you'd had a millennium of shame foisted on you, then maybe yeah. So this is about mm-hmm. being able to feel safe and whole in our bodies and ourselves and what we do, right?
Yeah, yes, it seems absolutely. Like Mr. Bush is kind of pushing for a straight Pride Week with yes. all the DOMA stuff. So.
Well, you know, if there wasn't so much shame around sex, well, it wouldn't be nearly as fun, would it? Okay, so big hair, big shoes. And the big important reason is the Q Center.
There's going to mm-hmm. be a raffle to support them. Jean DeHaan, the coordinator from the Q Center, has been working on getting a lot of contributions. And so come and buy your raffle tickets, and all that money is going
to there's some great prizes.
What is Wild Card Portland, and how does it relate to this event?
Wild Card's a monthly event I do with Max Voltage, who is also one of the judges for Total Drag.
Who is a drag king.
Yes, actual title holder from San Francisco, drag king.
Here in town?
Yes, Max Voltage.
Dun-da-da.
Wow. I know, unbelievable. So I do Wild Card monthly, once a month. It's a variety show, and we have a different theme every month.
Where do you do that?
Different performers. We do it at Acme on Southeast 8th and Main.
I saw that you were at Porky's last night.
No.
Were they no?
Maybe that's a crush.
Oh. Shoot.
That's a dirty little conversation.
Oh.
Well, we shouldn't have this.
No, it's not. We're talking about
well, it
something
could be.
Else.
It's called Porky's.
Porky's.
I think
dirty.
That's allowed. Yes. Even loin is allowed at this point so far. What will the judges be looking for tonight? And is it still open for people?
These are where the notes are.
The judges will be looking at a lot of different criteria. Of course, they'll be looking at the performance and originality, creativity, the audience response. We're really hoping
that the biggest hair.
There's just one winner, and we're gonna buy that. There's first place, and then there's a couple of prizes for second and third. So,
mm-hmm. so fun to be had tonight at
Wonder
the Wonder Ballroom.
Which is on Russell. On Russell, what's the address there on Russell?
I believe it's 128 Northeast Russell. If you want to buy tickets there, you can. Mm-hmm. There's a $2 service charge if you buy them at the door.
If you buy them at the door, there's a $2 service charge?
Well, I hope.
So
I
am off the street.
Smile with that. Yeah.
Tickets are $10. And, you
$10
can,
beforehand.
Should I give out
Puppet's day of this show.
Phone number?
Do you want your phone number? Isn't it on
the
website?
I think I got yours.
Isn't it on the website?
My phone number.
What's the website? The website is, we can at least give that out. Is there a phone number, though, people can contact? Can they call the Wonder Ballroom and find out?
Sure,
their box office. Okay, and it's www.totaldrag.com.
That's
and
right.
This is the first
of what we hope to be
the
many,
annual
many.
Of the, mm-hmm. the next century's yes. worth or more of Total Drag. And this is the first real drag, other than maybe just a little local bar competition, the first real kind of official drag competition here in Portland.
Well, I wouldn't say that it's the first. It's the first one with the prize is this, like where we're really trying to
integrate,
you know, really show the nation what's going on in Portland and really kind of highlight what's going on mm-hmm. here for our own community. I think that there's been a real rich drag community started with, you know, Darcelle's and everything that's going on down there. They do, you know, they have the Peacock in the Park for years, and they've always had their competitions of, like, you know, drag queens in Portland. But this is really
Total Drag. it's both sexes.
Yes.
Right. And did you answer the question that I asked about can I still come down and compete?
Yeah. Well, you
maybe. You maybe. But you know, we're definitely, if you're interested in competing, you know, talk to us about next year. You know, we're definitely planning on doing it as an annual event, part of Pride.
So I could come and drag and show them what the competition is going to be.
Right.
You can scare them.
Audition tonight. Right. So
and,
do it.
And lipstick is welcome just as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh, yeah. I don't have to bleach my lips to walk in here. And I mean, this is for girls, of course, and for guys, drag queens.
Mm-hmm.
And you have also Anita Cocktail going to be performing.
Yes.
And she's a faux drag?
Yes. So, she's actually a bio woman that does drag queen shows.
Kind of acknowledging just the everyday dragness of what it is to be a woman sometimes.
It's
sort
very,
of,
very
of Victor
fluid.
Victoria kind of idea.
Yes, it's a very fluid concept of drag that isn't drag king, drag queen stereotype. There's a lot more flexibility in it now. So I just thought bringing a faux queen from San Francisco would kind of emphasize that we really want it to be really open
and
creative.
And there'll be food and drink? Or is this over 21?
All ages.
And
we really thought that was important to give queer youth and questioning youth an opportunity to kind of come out and have an event that's, you know, fun and, you know, a night out.
And not a big vomit fest somewhere. No, there won't be a lot of drinking. It's going to be nice, but there's going to be lots of dancing.
There's going to be
lots
dancing. There's a bar upstairs if you're over 21.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it'll be a full bar, too, so don't worry.
All right. And there's food. They have to serve food if there's a full bar.
Mm-hmm. And one of our sponsors is New Deal Vodka, and there are going to be drink specials for the from 8 to 9:30.
Well, that's good to know.
So I don't know if we're going until 10:30 here. Is that right? Okay, we got a few more minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to add about why folks should come tonight to the Wonder Ballroom to see Total Drag Competition, other than a support for, or maybe something more about Q, about the Q Center?
Well, we're really proud to be supporting the Q Center. I mean, that's something that I've been interested in for a while, and really is the right time in Portland to be launching this organization. And, you know, the board has done a really excellent job of moving it from an idea to actually opening their doors in the last year. And we really want to support that. And, you know, working with Gene has been excellent.
About 10 years ago, the Oregonian came out with an article. Actually, it was like a whole section called Portland was a Mecca for Gay and Queer People. And it seems to me that we still get more than our share of hate crimes here and more than our share of intolerance. And so part of this is reaching out to the community and making it all inclusive in all ages so that the fear on both sides is dissipated as long as folks can. So you encourage folks of all persuasions to come tonight?
Absolutely. We have a lot of hetero supporters of our community. And like Madame Buffon is going to be one of the judges, and she's just been totally fantastic and amazing, and especially helped out in the drag scene. And I'm welcoming like everybody. I mean, you don't have to be queer to come out. It's all about being inclusive and celebrating.
But having big shoes and hair won't hurt, right?
Won't hurt. We definitely encourage that. You know, if you want to come and drag, or if you want to. You know, if that means butch, if that means femme, if that means just, you know, hanging out, you know, whatever, we definitely encourage everyone to come out.
I'm definitely going to wear a dress.
And I'm actually thinking about wearing a suit.
Really?
I know. How funny is that?
So cute.
but nudity, no. It's family time, it's all ages, or what? I see you think, well, you know. You can push it. Is that it?
Yes, absolutely.
So you might see some cheeks here tonight.
Yeah. We want to push the envelope.
Well, you know, it is Pride. You know, there's always the person in the loincloth that comes
out. Right. We really have to let loose during Pride weekend.
So this is a safe place to come wear your loincloth and your platform heels and your big hair and all the glitter you can manage.
Right.
Is that it? It sounds like a real shiny night. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be a good time. You know, we've had a lot of really great support from the Wonder. They definitely wanted to do something to participate in Pride Week. And
are they building your runway?
Just for our entrance.
Right, exactly.
Here comes Puppet and Shoshana. Oh, my God. Well, I'm looking forward to it. So that's tonight,
mm-hmm.
8 o'clock. Doors open at 8 o'clock.
At 8.
The performance starts at 9, so you can come
9:30.
And mingle. 9:30, okay. So yeah. You got a lot of mingling time there. And
drink specials.
And drink specials.
And you want everybody to be loaded by now.
So
don't tell the OLCC.
And then also just to give out the information again, it's www.totaldrag.com, and it's going to be at 128 East Russell Street tonight at the Wonder Ballroom. And there is a number to call, I suppose, at the Wonder Ballroom. You can mm-hmm. look that up in the phone book, or maybe we'll get that together. We'll get the numbers to call and have them at the front desk here. So that if you call KBOO 503-231-8032 and you wait approximately 4.5 minutes, so I can get the numbers out there. We'll have the numbers out there so that folks can call. I know, like me, sometimes the computer just isn't there for me. So we'll make sure that folks do that. And I want to thank you both, Shoshana and DJ Puppet, which was very easy to remember. And DJ is such an appropriate name. So you're a DJ, I assume.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, my first name isn't really DJ.
Is it?
It's Puppet.
It's Puppet.
Just to clarify.
Okay. It's Kukla. All right. Well, thank you for coming, and good luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for having us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.